You know, I grew up in a very blue collar, you know, suburban, depressed. Everyone was depressed and fighting, and it was way darker in the suburbs than it ever was on at 279 East 10th Street.
Power pop veteran Mike Viola isn't afraid to look at the dark side, but his percolating tunes and personal charisma make even the tough stuff taste like candy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Songwriter and guitarist Mike Viola made his first real mark with the act The Candy Butchers over 15 years ago, and he's parlayed that success into a pretty sweet musical career. After having toured with The Candy Butchers alongside the likes of Sparkle Horse and Ivy, Viola found himself increasingly involved in music for films like Tom Hanks' That Thing You Do and Judd Apatow's Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story, which featured nearly a dozen of Viola's songs. Aside from keeping busy with co-writing and producing gigs, Mike continues to release his own solo albums, too, from a live record in 2005 to a return to the studio for the 2007 album Lurch. We're now treated to some new bandmates on Viola's latest album, Electro Di Perfecto. This batch of songs keeps the subjects gritty and the sounds uplifting, and Mike Viola recently came to FUV to chat with host Claudia Marshall about how they all came together.
The guys I had made the record with, Victor and Drizzo and Sean Hurley, those guys and I are about the same age, and we've been at it since we were kids. And we all share similar complexities of being, you know, in our 40s and having this burden of like rock and youth and the sexy kind of romantic idea of rock and roll stays with you. You don't ever get rid of it. I mean, Mick Jagger's proof of that, right? I mean, the guy's still running on it after all these years. And it doesn't go away. And the thing is to kind of figure out what to do with it all anyway. So you get into trouble, you do drugs, and you do things you shouldn't do. And this song was a collective, like we all told our stories almost.
Did you email? Did you text me? I check them both. Check them obsessively. Don't start. Don't stop. It's over. It's over. But it's not. Stewing in a pharmacy parking lot to get my prescription filled. Pink pills, bubblegum lollipop. It's over. It's over. But it's not. Here's the rub.
On this tour, I've been doing radio across the country, and I've been asked, like, you know, what is it? Like, why do you write so much about dark stuff? You know, I'm like, well.
You notice I've been trying to avoid that. It's a little hard to avoid,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's a little hard to avoid.
A little hard.
It's fine. We can totally talk about it. It's like, I feel like, you know, it's like Breaking Bad, you know, the TV series. I'm really drawn to that because I feel like that's touching upon something that I feel like my music does too, which is, it, you know, not everything is what it appears to be, and there's just layers of complexity, and the closer you look, or the more you hang in there, and don't drown it out with ways of drowning it out, whether it be, you know, just becoming, if, you know, like your spirit can become like just a bowl of Jell-O if you're not careful.
Stuck my fingers down my throat to start my day, start my day. What a way to start my day. A runny yolk down a window pane starts my day. Let's get started. Don't blame your parents. Blame the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. We will rebuild again. We will rebuild again. In the face of my own destruction.
That's a live performance by Mike Viola of Closet Cutter, and before that, here's The Rub. Both songs appear on his new album, Electro Di Perfecto. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.